roller coaster. Jim O'Brien don't know nothing about the Ohio players. Now, I guarantee you.
He might surprise you,
Well, let me see. Maybe before I make that assumption, did you dance to the Ohio players in your day, Jim O'Brien?
I was a big fan of the Buckeyes.
Wrong again. I think he's pulling our leg on this one.
I loved, just mentioned his name yesterday, Bo Diddley. They were talking about how Jimi Hendrix was so great playing the guitar.
And he was.
And he was. But I said Bo Diddley created a different sound, a completely revolutionary sound, the way he beat that guitar.
I think this reference is that you do know who the Ohio players are.
I do.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, I grew up on Wham-O.
I understand.
Porky Chedwick used to have me on. He called me the professor. And he would say, come on, professor, throw a big word on us. So I'd hit him with ubiquitous or omnipresent or one of those words that I was reading 30 Days to a More Powerful Vocabulary.
Can't drove everyone Porky Chedwick?
I do.
Yeah, the legend.
You know what he said? He said, this is your daddy or the radio, your platter pushing pop at a boss man, WAMO, spinning all these dusty discs for all those cats out there in East Liberty. They're not even talking to the guys from Hazelwood. They are headed for Hollywood.
You sound like him, too. You sound like him, too. You know what? It took me Porky's entire career to get him to one of our award programs and to recognize him. Could never get him. He was always, you know, a cool cat. We could never get him. And we finally got him and his wife. It was memorable. Hey, speaking of memorable, the RH Factor presents Jazz on the River June 24th. The great Roger Humphreys and the Roger Humphreys group will be performing. RH Factor, the name of the group. I was lost for words there. Jazz on the River June 24th. Roger Humphreys and Dwayne Dolphin and the RH Factor. So get yourself in touch with the RH Factor and Roger Humphreys and find out. But it's coming up on June 24th. So don't be the only one standing on the dock of the bay,
hey,
not on the
boat.
You're
talking about jazz. People don't realize this. Schenley High School turned out more great jazz musicians and singers than they did basketball players. And one time I was in Toronto with the Penguins for some National Hockey League meeting, and I'm walking up toward the Royal York Hotel, and who's walking out of the Royal York but Earl Garner. I walked up to him. I introduced myself. I said, I'm Jim O'Brien. I'm from Pittsburgh. I'm a writer. I said, let me ask you a question, Mr. Garner. I said, why do you think there's so many great jazz musicians and singers from Pittsburgh? He stroked that little goatee of his, and his hair was combed down tight with gel, and he looked at me, and I was looking for a deep answer, and he said, well, I guess because they were all born there. And I walked away a little disappointed because I wanted there to be some reason why Pittsburgh turned out so many great jazz
people.
A lot of greats.
But there's also going to be a reason for this as we segue. The NFL owners this past week put a new rule in motion. Well, no, they put it into effect. It's not in motion. It's the new law of the NFL land that players are no longer permitted to kneel during the playing of the national anthem, even though the players and Kaepernick, who initiated the whole process, have repeatedly said loud and proud, this is not about disrespecting the military. It's not about disrespecting the flag. It's not about disrespecting the anthem. It's about making a statement to the injustices perpetrated on black men in America by police authorities. Even though that has been emphasized over and over and over, the NFL ownership put a rule into effect that any player that does that on the field, the team will be fined. And their option to players is, if you don't want to be in that position, you have to stay in the locker room. To which I ask both of you gentlemen to comment, are they crazy? What makes anybody, I think I said this to Kevin or somebody, to get to be a billionaire, you got to be a pretty sharp guy. I mean, you just can't stumble upon $1 billion. And I'm sure each of those owners has at least one Harvard or Yale graduate on their staff. You mean to tell me collectively they couldn't come up with a better answer than that? To me, let me offer mine and I'll pass it on. It would have been better for them to just leave it alone and let it work itself into lack of attention. Just leave it alone. Quit putting a camera on it and let these Americans who have a right to protest do so. Quit putting a camera on them. Quit shining a light on it. And maybe it becomes less of an item. But what you just did was give more credence to the mentality that suggests that these people don't matter, that it doesn't count, that it's not important. So what do you guys think?
I think that the players are well-meaning. I just feel that they ought to go back to the drawing board and come up with a better way to express their disenchantment with this situation that they're protesting. I just think it's the wrong place to do it. And the worst part of it is this. Even though they may have the right intentions, the way it's read and interpreted by the fan, and especially the white fans, they don't like it. They don't like it, and ad revenue is down in the league. That's why they're trying to do something, because it's white people own the teams, white people own the networks, and white people are the ones that are supporting the league.
But Jim, you do
understand. I just feel like
I wouldn't say white people support the league. I agree with you up until that point, because
I'm talking about the sponsorships and stuff like that. I'm not necessarily.
Well, you wouldn't have all of that if you didn't have all races that support the league. So black people support the league as well. So black people drive the coverage also based on watching the games and the advertising, putting pressure on advertisers and everything else. So I'm just saying,
well, as a military man, you probably agree with this statement that someone says, anybody who compares football to war has never been in war. And anybody, because I saw the word today on the internet, anybody who brings up enslaving in response to this new rule,
right,
has never been a slave.
Right.
Well, it's true, but there is some relative association to what's being suggested. And you do understand when people say, and generally white people say, that this is the wrong place to do it, that's exactly why you do it. You do it in a place that's going to make a difference. You do it in a place that's going to constitute change. That's why you do it. The Boston Tea Party wasn't done in a back alley somewhere. It was done out front where everybody could see it. Protest is about making change, drawing attention to a problem or a circumstance that needs to be rectified or changed. So I continue to be proud of those who do it. I said this one time, and I'll give you a little bit of a comparison. If college football players want to get paid, one Saturday, all of them should not play and see what happens.
But
see what happens when they send
a
message.
Well, first of all, I don't agree with you that college football players should be paid.
Oh, I do.
I don't think so.
But see, Bill, you're comparing apples to oranges as far as what you just got done saying. You have to understand, and I have businesses. And Bill, if you come work for me, you're not going to have your own agenda. I don't care what you say. You're not coming into my business and you have a social cause. And I might be for the social cause.
There are repercussions.
And I'm for the social cause that the NFL players that are protesting. I'm for that cause as well. But you got to understand, this is not your show. This is not your business.
I understand that.
Okay, so
there's no misunderstanding there.
So they have no business, okay, going against the owners and kneeling for the national anthem. You got to understand, when you work for someone, you do what is required on the job.
Who doesn't understand that?
Well,
who doesn't understand that?
The players. The players don't understand.
No. What did I say?
You said that you were proud of the players for the protest.
I am.
Okay, so you could be proud.
I am proud of it.
But there are repercussions.
Kaepernick. I understand it. I'm proud of it. And there can be repercussions. That's what... I understand that they understand what they're doing. Revolutionaries are those who go against the grain.
Yeah, but I'm proud of them doing it
because it constitutes change.
But here's the difference.
And well,
why is apples and oranges?
I don't think it's apples and oranges at all.
You broke into what I was saying. But let me say this, Jim. What I would be for NFL players, if they want to protest during games or before games or after games, And what I'm saying, in the workplace, that's their workplace. They put on that uniform and they have to represent the teams that they play for. Now,
or what?
Now,
or
let,
what?
Let me say this.
Or what?
Well, let me finish. Don't ask me a question when I'm trying to get my point across.
You cut into my question, my comments, when I'm talking.
You interrupted me. Now,
well,
when it comes
but
to...
I know more than you. That's why I interrupt you.
What I'm saying is if the NFL players, if the NFL players are protesting for something that the NFL owners are doing against them, I would be one of the first people that say they have a right to protest if they're being disrespected in the workplace or mistreated in the workplace. That's when you protest on the job, just
nonsense.
Like different business. Well, let
it
me
doesn't
finish.
Matter. That doesn't
let me,
matter.
Let
hey,
me
Bill.
Finish.
Conforming
on,
doesn't
Jim.
Matter.
Bill,
it doesn't when, make a difference.
Bill, when I was at the University of Pittsburgh as the assistant athletic director, I lost my job because I refused to go along with coaches who were breaking the rules.
Okay.
Well, that's totally different. No one is asking anyone to participate in something that's breaking the rules or illegal. But when it comes to the NCAA, I would be for those players walking off the field and protesting because they are being taken advantage of. So they get scholarship money. But the scholarship
so we
money.
We agree on that. So what don't you agree with the NFL players doing?
I don't agree with them protesting something that the NFL owners have nothing to do with.
Okay, so
it's a society issue that needs to be addressed.
Right.
And I will be one of the, and I have done it. I've been to the Million Man March and many more.
Okay.
And I fight for justice.
That's what I would like to
society.
See the football players which, doing. Marching. I'd like to see them marching. I'd like to see them voting.
You don't
I'd
know
like
that
to
they don't
them,
do that.
I,
you don't
I,
know that they
I
don't
bet,
do that.
I would bet that the majority of players.
I would bet you don't know. You have no idea what they do.
Jim.
You don't have any idea what they do.
The majority of athletes are not registered.
Black athletes or athletes?
All athletes. All athletes.
Okay, because.
And especially the coaches.
Okay, so. But from a policy standpoint.
Let me finish my point.
Okay.
To your point. Everybody understands what you're suggesting somebody might not understand. That is the purpose of the protest, to create a movement, a change, to stop an injustice. And conforming doesn't make that happen. So for a man who's been to the Million Man March, it amazes me that you don't get what they're doing. What they're doing goes against
the
grain.
President Obama said the same thing.
I'm not talking about President.
Stephen A. Smith said the same thing. So there's many black people.
And there's
many black people that feel the same
way. And there's thousands
that I
of black people that feel the same way Kaepernick feels.
Well, it doesn't make it right.
And nor does your position make it right.
Well, I know it's not right. When you mess up another man's money over something that man did not cause,
so I go back to the question,
there's
or
a problem.
What? So I go back to the question, or what?
What do you mean, or what?
When they do that, when they mess up another man's money,
out of work.
When they mess up another man's money, what happens?
Well, again, they
why
have
aren't
to,
they firing them? Let me help you. Why aren't the owners firing those guys at kneel?
Well, it's what they want to do.
Okay, so
they decided not to.
So who are you to tell the billionaires how to spend their money? They're not firing them because they know that's where the money's being made.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Kaepernick was
true revolutionaries like Ali stood up against the government's injustice and war. And the government had nothing to do with boxing. So when you stand up against injustices, it goes against the grain, Kevin. And remember this. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will be real.
Kaepernick picked the wrong time. Kaepernick.
Picked the right time.
No, he picked the wrong time because
the right people.
He was not operating from a position of strength.
If that's
you can
true,
get rid of Kaepernick or Kaepernick, whichever you want to call him, you can get rid of him and it won't hurt your team. If he were a better player at the time, he picked the wrong time to protest.
But he doesn't care about that.
And he
that.
Looks like a fool whenever he's protesting with the circumstances that he enjoys as a professional.
But let's talk
athlete.
About the policy, because even though I disagree with them,
yeah, what's your
protesting.
Answer? What's your answer?
What do you mean, what is my answer?
What should the NFL decide? What should the NFL, how should they have better handled it?
I like your idea.
I think
better than this rule.
If it's me, if it's my decision, I'm cutting the anthem out. But I'm going to have a good relationship with the player so we could work on this together.
You're cutting the
because
anthem out
relationships
the anthem
matters.
Wouldn't be played?
Anthem wouldn't be played. Ask yourself a question.
And you don't think that would send a shockwave through this country?
No, change is hard.
Kevin, let me address
it. Let me finish.
The same change Kaepernick is offering is hard. Thank you very much.
Let me finish.
Please.
Okay. You know I'm a big golf fan. PGA.
Right.
Jim. Bill, have you ever heard the national anthem before a PGA event?
I guess not.
No, but it's not. Because it's not a tradition. It's not the traditional
setting. The NFL change rules all the time.
Well, that makes a good point.
I remember games and seasons where players ran out of that locker room after the anthem was played.
Certainly.
So it's not uncommon.
That horse is out of the barn, Kevin. You can't reverse
well,
that.
Well, whatever. You can't.
Because white America will not stand for
it. They will stand for it.
We sat here four or five years ago.
Let me say this. We were
Can
here.
Can you let Jim say something? Four, he is our guest.
4 or 5 years ago, and they were talking about already decided it's going to be an 18-game season. It's inevitable, is what they were told, or what everyone was saying. And I was the one that stood there and said, it will not happen.
Well,
and 5 years later, and of course,
you were the only one that said that. You were the only one.
I was in the great minority.
Well, you don't know how many people said it, Kevin.
I said I was in the great minority from the people that I heard.
You didn't take a poll
from the people
on
that
how many
I heard.
People said it. You're one person who
Jim,
made a comment.
Could you agree to that? Yeah. Most people thought that the NFL would go to an 18-game season.
Yeah,
well, that it was inevitable,
but it didn't happen.
Thank you.
But here's another thing you just said. I'll never forget this. It was an op-ed piece in the Post Gazette probably 15 years ago, whenever Dr. Murray was the president of Duquesne University. And the point of his op-ed piece was, we keep changing the rules so that no one is breaking the rules. And that's true. I mean, you don't have to be white or black. For instance, like, why is Poplawski, for instance, from Stanton Heights, why is that man still in jail, bitching about the food and the treatment that he's getting in jail when he shot 3 policemen coming into his home? Why is that man? Other countries, that wouldn't happen. We have these people that kill people. And they could be white and they could be black. That bomb hammer from...
Connect the dots here for me because you're losing me.
Well, what I'm saying is that he wants to change the rules so that no one's breaking the rules.
Oh. Okay.
Didn't they do that already? You got the San Francisco 49ers ownership saying that they disagree with the new policy. What if San Francisco as a team decides...
Well, that could happen.
To stay in the locker room is the same thing that I'm saying.
That's why they haven't solved the problem at all.
I think the NFL made it worse by instituting that policy because now, as I said during one of our breaks, if there is a player that decides to stay in the locker room when that national anthem is over, you know everyone will be looking at the locker room to see who was not on the field, and if a player decides to run out on the field with his right arm raised, making a fist, that's more powerful than what was done previously.
Now, here's what else
happens. Let me leave you with this, and you can talk about it when I'm not here, but this is something for you to think about. Donald Trump, who's capable of doing strange things from day to day.
He's probably listening to this program. But
good. I hope he is, because I'm going to give him an idea. I'd like to see them reinstitute the military draft, okay? Because I'd like to see athletes be introduced to a different kind of draft than what they normally think of in the draft whenever they get picked to play for a professional team. I'd like to see them, just like the rest of the citizens, and what happens as a result of not having a military draft is that a large number of minorities in America end up serving in the military because it's the best situation they can get job-wise, pay-wise, and respect-wise. So I think that everybody should be involved. And I think if players had to serve their country, they might have a different experience and they might look upon these things. Because the general public, like it or not, or right or wrong, the general public is offended.
I agree with the draft. As a military person, I agree 100% that we should have a draft.
The general populace is offended by the protest. No, he thinks that they're, that's good.
I wouldn't say that, Jim. I mean, just like a lot of issues in our society, it's broken down, you know, by racial lines, and most black people are okay with the protests. Most white people are not okay with the protests, and I'm in the minority from that standpoint.
And let me offer this. I think all statistics today say that the enlistment is a better system than the draft. I think all the statistics bear that out. Secondly, I don't want to be told what I have to do in America. So I don't believe that the draft needs to be brought back. Thirdly, to Kevin's point about owning a business, that and he's a consummate businessman. If somebody disagrees with his policies, they have one of two choices: conform or leave. All right,
or get fired,
or get fired. So those options, my only point is, all those options are still there. It doesn't minimize the importance of being able to protest against.
Well, even
it.
The owners don't know what they're representing.
Exactly. And let's use Kevin as a further example. As he is a entrepreneur, my presumption is that he deals with some other conglomerates. If those other conglomerates are doing something he doesn't like, he'll have a cause and effect against that. I bet you he won't conform to something that other people that he's doing business with offer. So it's
go back there, Bill.
I'm trying not to be overly specific. In other words, the pecking order always has options. And the options of the NFL players are, because not all NFL players kneel. So some of them choose not to. Some of them choose to. Some of the revolutionaries believe that the injustices perpetrated on black people in America needs to be brought to it. And that's their way of doing it. Ownership can fire them, or they can quit, or they can conform. So all those options in America are still there. No one's rights have been taken away from them. So my position is, let it be.
Well, last year, whenever Villanueva chose to come out of the hallway and got shown on national television, what was reported here in Pittsburgh was that this showed that the Steelers were divided.
They did it
as
wrong.
A team.
They did it wrong.
Well, no, what I'm saying is that was not my response to that at all.
It wasn't.
I felt Villanueva did what he felt in his heart he had to do. I don't think he did it as a protest to his team.
But I think the Steelers did it wrong.
I think it was overblown.
They stayed in when I think that was not the position of the players.
But Bill, I have to go back to what you said. You said leave it alone.
No, I said let it be.
Let it be.
Based on the decision that they made, I'd rather they have let it be than the decision that they made.
Well,
because the other thing that's going to happen too, Kev, is this. Yeah, one of those players can come out like Tommy Smith with a black hand raised. But what about the player that stays in to protest and comes out and is not an A-plus player? What's the effect on that guy? What's the effect on a player that's not a star player? What's going to happen when people now isolate on that guy? Oh, that's so-and-so. He's a bum. So there's going to be a negativity thrown on that guy as well as the possibility of a positivity. It works both ways.
No matter what you do, people will not, you won't get 100% agreement.
Absolutely.
So that's why I said I think NFL should just take it away. Take the national anthem away.
So your answer to the problem is don't play the national anthem.
Right. And come on now. I don't care what business you're in.
That's not going to happen.
You're not going to sit there and do nothing if you're losing. I'm not sure what the amount is, but I'll just throw $100 million out there. If you're losing $100 million as a business person, there's no way in the world that you're going to sit there and do nothing. Okay? And Jim, to your point...
Do you think that the decision that they made, other than what you're offering, do you think the decision that they made was a good one?
No.
I do not.
Okay, so...
But they need to do something.
To my point, could 32 billionaires not come up with a better option? That's how I started this conversation.
You would think so. But remember last year, Jerry Jones said that anybody who kneeled, he's going to get rid of them. Okay?
Right.
He's going to fire them.
Right.
Next thing you know, you see him taking a knee.
He's kneeling.
So but it wasn't during the national
anthem.
He took a knee, but it was not during the national anthem. But it all comes back to relationships. Like I said before, that's really the solution. You have to work with your employers. You have to work with the players. And you could find a lot of solutions just by working with people.
Well, I'm sure that the genius that you offer once again has been considered and nothing's come of it. How about this? And let me offer this to the world. How about we find a way to stop this police brutality? How about we focus on what this protesting is all about? How about we find a way to stop the president of the United States offering statements like, if you don't like this country, leave it, when in fact this country is founded on the idea of being different and separatist and free of religion and the whole nine yards? How about we spend some time finding out how we can stop eight policemen taking down one guy at a gas station because his car is parked in a handicap zone? So the attention is not being focused on the problem, which is black men and black people being misused and abused and taken advantage of in this country. Now, to that point, I would offer this. We are glad to have had Jim O'Brien here today, and your parting shots have been greatly appreciated. Might there be one more?
And I need your prediction on the Pirates season as well.
I find the Pirates entertaining, and that's all I really demand of them.
I can't get a number.
He's
74 wins
all night.
It's not my
Jeez.
No. I'm into stories. You know, for instance, that game the other night, the guy that replaced Love. The guy that replaced Love.
Yeah.
What's his name? Green?
Yeah.
Open heart surgery.
Wow.
He came through. Yeah. I like a story that. I like to write about it. I don't think the Pirates are going to be in the playoffs.
75 games?
They can win that many. And bet they'll be entertaining.
Well, we've been entertained to be sure. Those of you listening heard me offer some sound advice and information, then you heard Kevin's stuff, but be that as it may, you'll tune in next week nonetheless. Hey, we did have the great, the legendary, the authentic, the real Jim O'Brien was here today. And if you enjoyed all this, tune in next week because we're here every Tuesday night recording for you and bringing it to you. It drops from the clouds on Wednesday. So as we oftentimes say, thanks for joining us. And remember, champions aren't born, they're made. And we make them better than anyone.
Soul Tape. Champions Live is the name. Talking sports is our game.
To advertise on Urban Media Today and Urban Media Today Radio, call 412-424-7045. Urban Media Today is an online blog magazine specializing in urban lifestyle, finance, entertainment, HBCU sports, and more. With 24/7 exposure and online exclusives, email editor at urbanmediatoday.com or call 412-424-7045.